I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's Karnataka state changes in favor of Christians. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs, USA.
The new government that has just been voted into power has said, we are going to withdraw the anti-conversion law, which would be a very significant change.
A dozen other states in India have anti-conversion laws on the books.
These anti-conversion laws are used against Christians who are reaching out and sharing the gospel. They are used every single week to persecute pastors, to persecute Christians.
The Congress party is set to replace the anti-conversion law with a new bill in the coming months. Please pray these new rules will support religious freedom. What would it look like to be the only Christian in your community? Sat7 began its media ministry in the Middle East to both share the gospel and serve isolated believers. Sat7 founder Terry Ascott.
Since COVID, we all know what it means to be at home and yet take part in a church service or fellowship with others online. But for many of the people that we've been ministering to over the past two decades, this has always been their reality.
The ministry provides theological education as well as counseling lines for viewers to call.
We're getting 1,000 reactions from our audience every day and trying to, you know, process these and to respond to all kinds of needs in a way that's helpful to the viewers is quite challenging.
If you speak Arabic, Farsi, or Turkish, Sat7 could use your help. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.